This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
That the Rishonim say that we know the Gemara tells us Ashrei Yodam Mefachei Tamid, person should live a life in fear. The Gemara asks the Kasha, what happened to Bitochon? The whole Yisoid of Bitochon is not living a life in fear. The Gemara says, no, when it comes to loosely translating the Gemara, when it comes to Mili Dishmaya, so then a person's always supposed to be concerned. Like we see, Yaakov Avinu was always concerned. Shema Yigra Machet. When it comes to physical things, so then a person shouldn't live in fear. Some Rishonim say, Ashrei Yodam Mefachei Tamid is specifically referring to Leil HaSeder. A person has so many mitzvahs to be mekayim. As we will see, a person's entire misora that he's passing on to the next generation is very much dependent on the success of his Leil HaSeder. So a person should approach a Leil HaSeder with a certain sense of trepidation. There's a lot going on, a lot of potential. But with the potential, there's also a person has to understand that to capitalize on that potential, it needs a certain level of seriousness and a certain level of preparation. So it's important over the next few days to begin to think about how you want to articulate, what ideas you would like to express at the Leil HaSeder. And the more a person prepared, Ashrei Yodam Mefachei Tamid, so the more fruitful his Leil HaSeder will be. Of course, every year we repeat a lot. You know, the Haggadah doesn't change, so your favorite ideas on the Haggadah don't change either. But we'll try to be aim based medrash v'chiddush. We'll try to add in a few different things as we go along. Let's begin with an idea I heard this year from Rabbi Reisman. It's found in many svarim as well. I heard it most recently from Rabbi Reisman, so we'll probably take that form. We know we begin the Seder with the Simonim, Kadesh Urchatz, Karpas Yachatz. So one thing that we notice right away is different with the Kadesh Urchatz, is that it's the only one with the Vav HaChibur. Why is it Kadesh Urchatz? It's Kadesh Rachetz, Karpas Yachatz. Nothing else has the Vav HaChibur. Why is it Kadesh Urchatz? And furthermore, one should always be bothered by Kadesh Urchatz. L'chora, it should be Urchatz Kadesh. You know, when a person wants to sanctify something, a person wants to bring something to a higher, holier level, so first you have to wipe away the dirt. You have to be rochet. You have to get rid of whatever grime there may be. And only after the rechitza could one fill it with kedusha. You always have to do the sur meira and then the asei toiv. So if I have something that's dirty that needs a rechitza, the chora it should be rachet and then kadesh. So the mefarshim explain that on Leil HaSeder, this is exactly one of the ideas. One of the ideas we're trying to express to the children, one of the ideas we're trying to express to the Rabbeinu Shalom is Leil HaSeder has different rules. We're so focused, so hyper-focused on Seder. The whole night is called about Seder, and here we seem to be doing something out of Seder. Yeah, because on Leil HaSeder, there's something that could be done out of Seder. Leil HaSeder is not a day about where we look at our faults, we look at where we are spiritually, we look at where we're holding our connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and first we have to clean ourselves up. We're going to come to the Rabbeinu Shalom as people bringing the Karban Pesach. First we have to clean ourselves before we could be Kadesh in terms of the Leil HaSeder, in terms of bringing Kedusha down, in terms of being Mekayim the Mitzvahs Halayla. So first we have to assess ourselves. So normally that's true. But Leil HaSeder, everyone's invited. Leil HaSeder, we'll see, the Rosh is invited. Everyone's invited Leil HaSeder. We don't look about the past. We don't look at where you're holding. We look at right now. Kadesh, jump in. If you don't jump into the Kedusha, so then there's a great risk. Because once a person feels like he has to be Reichetz first, So then maybe that will drag him down. It will bring him back. He won't be able to overcome. So on Leil HaSeder we say, Kadesh Urchat. First Kadesh, then Urchat. That's the idea of Chipazon. Why do we focus on V'chipazon so much during the Leil HaSeder? Because when it comes to Inyone Kedusha, a person has to jump in. A person has to forget about the past. We'll deal with the past. But if I wait for any growth until I deal with everything, all the baggage, if I wait and I don't allow myself to grow, because look, how could I grow? I'm this person who's all dirty, all sullied with all sorts of chatayim. I have so many deficiencies in my spiritual life. So there can't be a Kadesh. Leil HaSeder, we tell you no. Kadesh, then Urchat. Jump in. Jump in your relationship. The Rebbeinu Shalom's arms are open for everyone. That's why he explained the one carbon yachid, one semi-carbon yachid that we say, Tumah Hutra Bitzibur, that a person could bring even if he's Tameh. And a person, Bitzibur, Hutra Bitzibur, even could eat it if they're Bitameh. Bitumah, something which we never allow by Kachim, is the carbon Pesach. Because it's Kadesh Urchatz. We don't care where you are right now. We don't care about your past. Yom Tov, the Leil HaSeder is about Kadesh. Jump in. Don't worry about where you're holding. Just jump into the Ruchnius. Jump in. B'chipazon. That's what the Yismach Moshe says. If you take a look at the Pesukim I mentioned last night with regards to the Rasha. What is the question of the Rasha? The question of the Rasha is found in Sefer Shemois in Perek Yud Beis. The Torah tells us, V'hoya ki savayu el ha'aretz asher yitin Hashem lachem kasher diber u'shmartem es avoyda hazoiz. So you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. V'hoya chi yoimru aleichem b'neichem. And your sons are going to say to you, Mo ha'avoyda hazoiz lachem. That is, Mo ha'avoyda hazoiz lachem. That is the question of the Rasha. That's what the Medrash says, and that's what we have in our Agadah. Ma ha'avoyda hazoiz lachem. That's this question, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chavav. But listen to the response. V'amartim zeh v'pezach ul Hashem. You're going to tell him all the answers. Says the Pasuk, v'yelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe v'aron kenasu. And the Pasuk right before, v'esbatenu tzil v'yikoyin ha'am v'yishtachavu. They bow down. They prostrate themselves to their Rebbeinu Shel. Now, three times in Sefer Shemayis it talks about V'haya ki yishilcha yishalcha bincha. Three times it talks about passing on the Mesorah of Yitzias Mitzrayim to the next generation. Chazal tell us one's the Rasha, one's the Tam, one's the Ein Yodei Lishol, the Chacham's in Sefer Devarim. But only once does it say that after the news, Vayikoyed Ha'om Vayishtachavu, Rashi says, Vayikoyed Ha'om Vayishtachavu, what are they bowing down for? Says Rashi, Al Bisura Bonim. Imagine you came to a person, Rachmana Litzlan, in the concentration camps, and you told him, there's going to be a future, you're going to have children, I'm going to have children, there's going to be a future. So the Yismach Moshe says, but it says it three times. Once by a Elisha, once by a Tom, and once by a Russia. Why are they bowing down when it comes to the Russia? The one time they bow down, they thank their Rabbeinu Shalom is when it comes to the Russia, says the Yismach Moshe. Because Kal Yisrael understood, Baruch Hashem, they're going to have children. Not everyone's children are going to be tzaddikim. Some children are going to be Tam. Some children are going to be Eni Delishal. Some children are going to be Risham. Some children are going to be Chacham. Klal Yisrael heard that even the Rishaim in Klal Yisrael are going to be at the Seder. They're going to be there. There's going to be a place for them at the Seder. They're going to be asking questions. That was a Besura Toiva. Even those that in theory aren't so close, they don't grab on, they don't come close to their Rebbeinu Shalom, aren't so meticulous when it comes to their Avodas Hashem, the people that we're labeling Rachmana Litzlan as Rishoyim, but they're going to be at the Seder. They're going to be asking questions. They're going to still be somewhat interested. They're going to want to know more. They're going to wish they could be better. They're just not interested. And we're going to have the opportunity to ignite that flame. So that's the Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder, we'll see as we go through one of the central themes of Leil HaSeder, is that everyone's invited. Everyone's open for Kedusha, not just invited to be there. Everyone's heart's open for Kedusha. There's Kadesh. There's no Rechitza necessary. Come with all the baggage. Come with everything that you bring, all the shortcomings that normally don't allow you to grow El Haseder, Kadesh, and then Urchatz. So let's begin. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Mivavro. Holach Ma'anya Diachalu Avasona Be'ara Dimitzrayim We begin, at least in Golos, we begin the Haggadah with Halach Ma'anya. It seems like it was an addition from Golos, that's why it's Beloshon Ramis. But the Rambam has an interesting girsa, which could shed light on what we're trying to do when it comes to Halach Ma'anya. The Rambam doesn't have Halach Ma'anya. The Rambam says, Bibehilu Yotzanu Mimitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim in great haste. We left Mitzrayim in a big rush. B'chipazim, b'behilu yotzanu mimitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim in great haste. Holach ma'anya de'achala avasana be'arad Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam, you pick up the Ka'ara, you say, holach ma'anya. B'behilu yotzanu mitzrayim. We left b'chipazim. We left in great haste. Holach ma'anya. What does one have to do with the other? Happens to be the Rambam clearly understands the Halach Ma'anya is part of the Agadah. We pour the kos after Halach Ma'anya. The Rambam says, Moizgin loy kos, you pour the kosheni, and then you say, Bibihilu yatzanu mi Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim in great haste. Halach Ma'anya. What does one have to do with the other? We left great Mitzrayim in great haste? Okay. Halach Ma'anya, this is the bread that poor people eat. A beautiful idea. I saw quoted from Rishol David Schlesinger, Mansi. He quoted from one of my favorite svarim, the Divrei Yirmiyahu. Quoted of Divrei Yirmiyahu many a time. Divrei Yirmiyahu was a Rav, a Volozhiner Talmud, the Talmud of the Netziv. He was a Rav in Shaki, Lithuania. Tremendous, tremendous goyin. He was an Isha Shkoilis. You read through his Sefer, you see philosophy, you see Machshava, you see Kabbalah, you see Halacha. It's unbelievable stuff. His name was Yirmiyahu. He sat right in the Akdama. Because his mother didn't have children for a long, long time. And one Shabbos night, she actually got divorced from her first husband because she didn't have children. She got remarried, hoping to have children. And again, one Friday night, she just was broken. She begins to cry. She falls asleep crying. And she says, Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Someone who identified himself as Yirmiyahu HaNavi comes and gives her a basura. She's going to have a son. So she said, I'm going to name the son Yirmiyahu. That's what he writes in the Hakdama. Divrei Yirmiyahu. Rav Yirmiyahu Flensburg. So he says, beautiful. He says, take a look at a psukim in Parshas Bo. You want to understand what the Rambam is telling us? Bibihilu yatzanu mimitzrayim holach ma'anya. Take a look at psukim in Parshas Bo. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, Perek Yudbeis, Vayoifu es habotzek asher hoitziu mimitzrayim ugois matzos kiloi chomet. They baked the bread. They were pushed out of Mitzrayim and there was no time. And they also had no provisions. What does this have to do with anything? Okay, they baked the bread. That should really be in Pasuk Lamed Daled. Pasuk Lamed Daled says, they grabbed the bread. It's totally out of place over here. By the way, says the Yirmiyahu of Flensburg, beautiful. He says, you know what the Torah is telling us over here? They didn't have time to allow the bread to rise. Why? Because there was nothing else to eat. Ideally, they would have let the bread rise and we'll bake it tomorrow. But they didn't have anything else to eat but this dough. And he says, you know what else? Not everyone brought out dough. No, it wasn't every person had dough. Whoever had dough there brought it out. Whoever didn't, they just rushed out. And those people had nothing to eat. V'gam tzeda lo'yosu lahem. There was nothing else to eat but this little bit of dough, which turned into a little bit of matzah, that first Yitzias Mitzrayim. So says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, you can imagine Kal Yisrael is running out. They're running away out of slavery. And there's nothing to eat, right? The first Nisayon, right away, there's nothing to eat. There are kids, women, children, everyone's starving. There are a few people in Klal Yisrael, half of Klal Yisrael, maybe three quarters of Klal Yisrael have brought out some things. But it's a big Nisayon. Who knows who's going to feed us? Klal Yisrael didn't keep to themselves.
Kol dichvin yese v'yechol. Whoever wants, come and eat. Klal Yisrael, that first Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was a limited amount of food. V'gam tzeda loy osu lahem. And what happened? And they all shared together. Whoever wants, come and get it. Alken kaholach me'anya. He says, that's why the Rambam says, bibihilu yotzim mitzrayim. You know what? We start to say to holach me'anya. Look at a Klal Yisrael. 49th level of Tumah, but still they're running out of Mitzrayim. They see their brother doesn't have what to eat. Holach ma'anya. Says the Rambam, v'hilu yotzanu mi'mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim in a great rush, in great haze. There wasn't time for everyone to bring things. But how did Klal Yisrael respond then? Holach ma'anya. That's how we respond now. Keholach ma'anya ochla v'sana ba'aretzayim sha'ofu es abotzei. They baked the dough, ugeis matzos, kilo chomitzu gam ochru omru. And what did they say? Kol dichvin yeisi v'yechol. Atanu ma'isifin loymar. So we go and we go, we continue to say in the same way as they did in that day. Yesh lezen lohola achman uldavreinu hunochon kiba bihilu yotzim yitzrayim v'gam tzeid aloy osalem. They nothing else. Alkein keholach ma'anya. So therefore, Klal Yisrael was forced that year to say the first time they said holach ma'anya de'achalnu avasano b'mitzrayim. This is one of the central themes of the Agoda. Originally, we came down to Mitzrayim. One of the first reasons that we were had to come down to Mitzrayim was because of the chait of the mechira of Yosef and the Shvatim was the chait of Ben Adam lechavero. And part of the takana for that was that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, for the most part, stood together. The Soloveitchik says, Holach Ma'anya was a regular occurrence in the Shiva Mitzrayim. We were forced to cling together because no one else was taking care of us. That was the tikkun of the chait of Yosef. And we remember that over here because where did the Yishma'elim come from? They came from Gilad. That's where Yaakov and Lavan, the center, the beginning of the Haggadah, is Arami Oyved Avi. So Yaakov and Lavan part ways where by Gal Eid. How do Lavan refer to Gal Eid? Yigar Sa'adusa, B'Aloshan Aramis. So we begin the Haggadah over here, B'Aloshan Aramis, reminding that everything comes full circle. This is all about, we're going to welcome people into our house. Remember the Lashon Aramis in the Torah, Yigar Sadusa. What was Yigar Sadusa? Gilad. What was the original Gilad? That's where they sold Yosef down to the Yishma'elim. And that's why everything that we're doing tonight is really happening. Because of that Chisaron in Bein Adam Lechavero. So we begin the Seder by being Mesakin, that Chisaron in Bein Adam Lechavero, saying, Holach Ma'anya Diachalu Avasan Birsayim. Whoever needs, come in and take part. Before we begin the Nanashtana, we always point out an important ha'arav from my grandfather. Why is the Haggadah, Reb Chaim says, one of the essential differences between Leil HaSeder, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah, V'chol Yoyim V'layla of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be B'derech She'ela U'tshuva, has to be question and answer. That's what we have the Nanashtana. Why does it have to be question and answer? Why were they misaking it in the way of question and answer? Because that is the greatest way to highlight freedom. Person who's a slave has no right to ask questions. You do as you're told. Questions, you don't have the right to ask questions. We want to express our freedom, we ask away. Ask whatever you want. Tell the kids, ask, nothing's off term. Ask whatever you want. You could go ahead and ask. That itself is an expression of freedom. So manishtana halayla hazem mikoil halaylois. We know that Abar Ben El tells us that there's really one question over here. What's the one question? Manishtana halayla hazem mikoil halaylois. It seems to be a stira. Every other day in Klal Yisrael's calendar has a certain identity to it. So we know on Tisha B'Av we sit on the floor, and on Sukkot we're excited, and Shavuos we're excited, Purim we're excited. We have days of Avelos, and we have days of freedom, days of celebration. So the children come to the Seder and they say, what's going on over here? On the one hand, we're eating poor person's bread, matzah. On the one hand, we're eating mara. On the other hand, we're dipping as if we're malachim. We're leaning as if we're malachim. What's going on over here? Is this a day like Tisha B'Av? Are we sitting and eating suda mafsekes? Is this a day where we're mourning, we have mara, and we have chametz, little crackers, we can't even afford bread? Or is this a day of cheirus? What's going on over here? And this again highlights such an important and integral theme within our Haggadah. that the Haggadah is maschul begenus u'misayim b'shvach. And it's not just maschul begenus u'misayim b'shvach, because we have to tell you exactly what happened so that you understand the freedom. You understand how great it was when we got out. You understand how bad it was inside the Gehenim of Mitzrayim. So then you're all the more thankful you are when the Rebbeinu Shem takes you out. But there's much more going on. Maschul begenus u'misayim b'shvach. Klal Yisrael had the fortune, and this is something we have to focus on. Leil HaSeder, Klal Yisrael, the fortune that with the Geula came an understanding of the Merirus. With the Geula, not only were they no longer subject to the Merirus, but now they understood the Marer. They understood why they had to go through the Mother. Maschil Begnus Mitzrayim B'Shvach, part of the Geula of the Rebbeinu Shalom is always, as the Navi tells us, we say when in the Haftarah of a Tainis, what's the Rebbeinu Shalom telling us? Vitzedek, and all the terrible things that happens, it's right. You deserve it. It will be good for you. The Rebbeinu Shalom says there's tzedek here. It looks so unfair. With the Geula comes not only freedom from the Marah, but an understanding of the Mar. That's a very important part of the Leil HaSeder. Maschul begnos u'misayim b'shvach. That's what the Vilna Gaon tells us. Why, after all, is it manishtana halayla hazeh? Isn't layla nikeva? It should be manishtana layla zu, manishtana layla zois. The Vilna Gaon says, because this night was layla kiyoyim ya'ir. This night was a day. Why? Because night is the hard part. Night is the time where you need emunah. Night is the dark parts of Jewish history. And this night was Laila Kiyoyim Yo'ir. It wasn't simply we weren't subject to night anymore. The night turned into day. We understood why we were subject to all these terrible things. We understood why we had to go through it. And that's a major part of the Geula of the Rebbeinu Shem. Geula from the Rebbeinu Shem, whenever we talk about Geula from the Rebbeinu Shem, it's not simply that we're free now from the pain. Not simply that we're free from the terrible things that were going on, but we understand why it had to happen. And Yeshaya tells us that's a major part of the Geula. We always mention that Reb Shlomo Fisher has a beautiful diak in the Rambam. The diak, the Rambam writes that you tell you have to, the ikar part of Sipiyot Yetzias Mitzrayim is you tell your child, Avodim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim, we were slaves to Mitzrayim. Then the Rambam says something very strange. Ke'eved zeh, or ke'shivcha zeh. We were slaves in Mitzrayim, like this Eved, and you point to one of your Avodim. Or like this Shivcha, you point to one of your Shivchas. So the first one asks, Rambam, we know what an Eved is. We know what a Shivcha is. We don't. So okay, so of course you have to tell your kid what it is. If your kid doesn't understand, you have to tell what it is. What's the Rambam saying? Ke'eved zeh, ke'shivcha zeh. So Reb Shlomo Fisher says, we don't understand what it means, kol hamar v'lisapa reizim meshubuch. We're about to say in Haggadah, kol hamar v'lisapa reizim meshubuch. Whoever goes on longer and longer, reizim meshubuch. What does that mean? You go on and on again and again and again. We were avodim Mitzrayim, and we got a free, and it was terrible. What's kol hamar v'lisapa reizim meshubuch? So Reb Shlomo Fisher explains, there are different levels of intellect that each child has. Some children will be satisfied. Avodim ayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro in Mitzrayim. Avodim ayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. Okay, and they won't ask any more questions. They know we were avodim like this eved, like this shiv. But then a kid develops a little bit more. He gets a little bit more curious. He says, "Wait a minute. Why is this person an eved and I'm a ben chayr? Why is this person a shivcha and I'm a bas chayr?" What? Okay, so you told me we avodim hayinu. Why were we avodim? We're thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom all night for taking us out. Why were we there in the first place? Kol hamar v'lisapa areizem meshubach. The real goal of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not we were avodim when we got out. That's only a small part of it. Kol hamar v'. You know what? We really have to begin many centuries before that. Rami Oyved Avi, Mitchila Hayu Avda Seinu Oyvde Avayda Zara. We were Avayda Zara, and the Rebbeinu Shalom had to cleanse us from that. And we needed a Kura Barzel, so the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us down and made us Avadim. Kol Amar Belisapa Reza Meshuvach is not only on the end, the Geula, every Nase that took place. But let's begin much farther back. Let's understand why we were even there to begin with. Then you understand not only the geula, then you understand the golus as well. The kid asks, why were we avadim? Very good, I'm like this Eved, but why is he an Eved Am Ben Chayrin? Why were we avadim? Why did the Rebbeinu Shem have to subject us to that? Well, your Rebbeinu Shem had to subject you to that because you needed to cleanse yourself. You needed to distance yourself from your forefathers. Terech was an Eved Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you had to go down in the first place. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not simply about understanding the Geula. Yitzias Mitzrayim is about understanding the need for the Golus as well. Laila Kiyoyim Ya'ir. And understand that Klal Yisrael, as they left Mitzrayim that year, wasn't simply that they were free, but everything in one moment came clear why they were subjected to this torture for those centuries leading up to the Geula. So, we know we have a machlekes in the Gemara. Maschul b'gnus u'misayim b'shvach. What's the gnus? We have machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Avadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. B'tchila hayu avdeseinu oivdei v'dezarim. We've explained, based on the Aruch HaShulchan says a very similar idea. We just explained a moment ago that really it's not two different shitas. Both agreed with both, and different children at different capacity are holding at different places. They have different capacities to understand. For some children, avodim ayinu lefar b'mitzrayim, but some children need more than that. They need to take a step back. Well, why are we avodim? Itchilo hayu avaseinu oivdei avodazar. And in actuality, what's going on is that there's always two things that we're discussing. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're always explaining two things. And we have to explain two things. If we just focus on the avodim hayinu lepar mitzrayim, we're focusing on the shibud of the guf, the physical subjugation, our physical torture, then the geula was the geula of the guf. Maybe that's good to begin with, the children at a young age, but when a child gets older, we have to realize that it wasn't about the physical subjugation, it was about the spiritual subjugation. So we start b'avodim hayinu lepar mitzrayim. There was a physical torture and there was a physical geula, but there was also shibud hanefesh. Mitchila hayu avoseinu oivdei avodazara. We were oivdei avodazara. There's always dual element. There's the guf and the neshama. The shibud haguf, shibud neshama. The geula haguf and the geula of the neshama. It's actually important to point out that Tzlach points out. We're celebrating both of these on Leil HaSeder. Only one of these was B'chipazim. The Geula Taguf was not B'chipazim. The Geula Taguf, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, they weren't working anymore already from Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah of that year, they had stopped working. The Geula Taguf was slowly, until they ultimately left Mitzrayim. What do we mean when we say B'chipazim? Kadesh Urchas, the spiritual freedom. They're on the 49th level of Tumah, and right away they get out, and then within a few hours, a few days, they're back to they're at Kriyas Yamsuf, and they're Rav Shivcha Shabayom, Mashaloi Rav Chesgul Ben Buzi. The Shibud HaNefesh, that was B'chipazim. Tzav says that's why the Rambam starts off, B'bihilu Yatzanu Mitzrayim. We left in haste. No, we didn't. We left over a course of months, because what we're really celebrating is not the Geulas HaGuf. What we're really celebrating is the Geulas HaNefesh. Both play a prominent role, and we can't overlook one for the other. And that's what we say when we say, Baruch Shomer Haftachosoi. Baruch Shomer Haftachosoi. Rebbeinu Shlom kept his promise. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chishev as a case, Lasses Kama Sha'amar, Lavram Avinu, Brisbane of Sarim. He kept his promise. Va'achre Kein Yotzu, Beruchush Godol. Refarshim say, Beruchush Godol, both on physical realm. We came out very wealthy. We also came out very wealthy spiritually. Came out with the Torah. Beruchush Godol also. So there's Shibud HaNefesh, Shibud HaGuf, Geula HaNefesh, Geula HaGuf. Then there's Beruchush Godol, both in the spiritual realm and in the physical realm. Let's continue. Baruch HaMakayim, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenosan Torah L'Amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. It's very unclear what this is doing in the Haggadah. What's the role of Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu? Some understand it to be a specific type of Birchas HaTorah, relevant to the Leil HaSeder. Why are we referring to the Rebbeinu Shalom here as HaMakom, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu? So we know the Mefarshim explained that there's another time that we refer to the Rebbeinu Shalom as Hamakim. When we are Menachem Ovel, we say Hamakim. The Gemara says when a person has a bad, terrible business deal, one of his business deals goes south, you also, the Nechama you give a person, also we refer to the Rebbeinu Shalom as Hamakim. What's the idea? Many Mefarshim explain Hamakim refers to Rebbeinu Shalom when there's a place we can't see him. And we tell the person Hamakim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is everywhere. There seems to be a void of the Rebbeinu Shalom in your life. You just lost a close person. You just a close family relative. You're wondering, where is the Rebbeinu Shalom? I seem to have found, I'm experiencing a small makam in this world where the Rebbeinu Shalom is not there. What do we say? Hamakam yinachem eschem. The Rebbeinu Shalom is everywhere. You might not be able to see it now. You had a bad business deal. What's the Rebbeinu Shalom trying to do to me? Hamakam, don't worry. The Rebbeinu Shalom will take care of you. That's what's going on. The Chassam Sefer says even better. I find I always quote the Chassam Sefer after a person gets up from Shiva. The makam that it's referring to is the makam that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to see the front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He was able to see, says the Chassam Sefer, the makam of the Kesher Tefillin. What's the makam Kesher Tefillin? We know the right of the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol is always Chesed. The left is always Din. They seem like two separate Anhagas, two separate Rebbeinu Shalom Chalila. There's only one place where they come together and I can see that it's both. That's the makam of the tefillin. So when we say Hamakam Yinachem, a person is going through a tough time, he seems to be subject to din, to the tzad ha-small. He's wondering, what's going on? I can't see any rachamim here. I can't see any ches. I don't see anything good. We remind him, there is a makam. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoichet to see it. You aren't yet zoichet to see it, but realize there is a perspective where everything really is the same hanhaga. There's no din and chesed, it's all one. And that goes back to the same idea, the same concept that we're saying. Leila Seder is not simply about celebrating the geula. It's about celebrating our new ability to appreciate and to realize and to understand the mara as well. After all, the famous idea, why does mara come last? Pesach, matzah, umara. Shouldn't it be mara first? The first came the bitter. No, because what we're celebrating Leila Seder is not the fact that we got out of mara. If we got out of mara, so we'd say Pesach, then mara, then Pesach, matzah, mara, matzah, Pesach. But we're celebrating that now we appreciate the mara. We understand why we had to go through the mara. So therefore, it's Pesach, matzah. Only after the Pesach, matzah, now can we understand, can we celebrate the mara. So we say Baruch HaMokam. It's going to be a lot we're discussing, a lot of Avodim Hayinu, Avodas Perech. But Leila Seder is now, from our vantage point, we could appreciate that it's all one. Rebbeinu Shalom is even in those places that he seems not to be at those times. In the future, you'll be able to see Hamakom, Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. Now's the time where we're able to look back and say, yeah, we thought the Rebbeinu Shalom wasn't there, but we see now that he was. So, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, Echad Chacham, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad She'enoi Yedeya Lisho. So we always ask, what's the difference between the Chacham and the Rosh? They seem to be saying very similar things. So one of the major differences that the Mefarshim point out is that the Chacham asks, Moha Eidos HaChukim HaMishpatim, what are these Eidos and Chukim? Beautiful laws. What are these laws? I want to understand them. And not only that, chukim. And even if I can't understand them, I understand that there are things I can't understand. But the Rosh looks at it as avoida. Moha avoida hazois lechem. Avoida. If you look at it in avoida, not everyone could be mekayim of the mitzvahs. Not everyone necessarily and every day does everything that the Rebbeinu Shem expects of him. But perspective is very important. If your perspective is avoida, so then we label you as a Rosh. If this is just hard work, something you're not interested in that you have to do, that's the Rosh's perspective. That's what leads to Rosh. As opposed to, Ma'edis HaChukim HaShvatim. Beis HaLevi, it's beautiful. Take a look at the Beis HaLevi before Leil HaSeder. Beis HaLevi says, in fact, the entire concept of the Rosh is that he's not willing to do unless he understands. And the Chacham is saying, no, I don't have to understand. I'd like to understand. Ma'edis HaChukim. Akedekach says the Beis HaLevi. What do we tell the Rosh Ba'avurzeh? Also Hashem libitzesi mimitzrayim. You know why the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us out of Mitzrayim? To do these mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. And the Rosh looks at us, are you crazy? We do Pesach, Matzah, Maror because we got out of Mitzrayim. We didn't get out of Mitzrayim because we did Pesach, Matzah, Maror. That's backwards. And that's exactly what we tell the Rosh. No, you have it all wrong. The reason we got out is because the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted our Avodah. Says the Beis Halevi, beautiful. That's exactly what we're telling the Rasha. Bavur mitzvahs elu nizchadish lo nitzis mitzrayim. Vizel b'cha b'chol tamim mitzvahs. Deloi b'shvil ha-tam nasa mitzvah. You think we're doing the mitzvah? The mitzvah was created because we got out of Mitzrayim? No. We got out of Mitzrayim so the Rebbeinu Shem could create these mitzvahs for us. V'chein zachinu levatel v'nizorah shal mitzvim b'pumbi lain kol v'zen nisru chol chikiroisav shal ha-rosha de'en lo mokum la'arer. Everything backwards. He's saying, I'm not doing it unless I understand. We tell him, you're not going to understand. Maybe understand after years and years and years trying to understand. But if you come with the approach, I'm not doing it unless I understand, to him it looks backwards. Bavur zed, this is why you got out? You tell me you got out, that's why I'm doing it. But I did these things, and that's why I got out. I did Pesach before Pesach. I did Matzah before I was left to, before I had to leave B'chipazon. They did all the mitzvahs before they're applicable. The Rosh says it makes no sense. Why am I eating Matzah about B'chipazon? We didn't leave yet. Exactly. You're not always going to understand. What you think that Tam Mitzvah is just a small little piece of it. And if you're not willing to do without understanding, that's how we're Magda the Rosh. It's Moha Eidus. Moha Eidus V'hachukim. The Chacham says, I'm willing to accept Chukim. I want to understand. I'll understand what I can. The Rosh says, Maha Vayda Hazois Lachem. Beautiful, beautiful idea from the Nitziv. The Nitziv, really a beautiful Haggadah, Imre Shafer. The Nitziv has an ongoing theme throughout his Haggadah, which he threads through many, many different parts of the Haggadah. We'll mention some of the pieces now. The Nitziv says, I mentioned it on Tuesday night as well, V'hisha amdala v'isenu v'lonu shelo yechad, right? We go through the Haggadah, we say, Yochum erash chaydesh mitchilo oivde v'edizora hayu v'achshav keveinu amokoyim. Then we go and we start discussing the bris bein havasarim. Baruch shomer havtachos li Yisrael, baruch hu, shakolish baruch hu chishiv es hakeitz, last is command, we go through the bris bein havasarim, v'achakein, Yatzu b'chush gadol, v'hisha amdala v'isenu v'lonu. What's the v'hisha amdala? Says the Nitziv beautifully. Very often people understand Vihi Sha'amda Havanas Hamifarshim He the Haftacha Shava Achre Ken Yatzu Rechush Gadol. It was the Haftacha, the Rebbeinu Shem promise that we're always going to get out. That's what stood Bichol Dar V'dar when they try to kill us. We have the Haftacha, the Rebbeinu Shem is going to get out, let us out. Says the Nitziv, that's not what is going on. You know what Vihi Sha'amda is going on? Vihi Sha'amda is going on a separate part of the pasuk. V'gamis ha'goy asher yavoidu don anoichi v'hadrash ha'kol mazom v'li kosha. He says, it doesn't make sense. So what does it go on? Al kiger yiyez arach. Baruch Hashem says, whatever golus I'm going to put Klal Yisrael into, don't worry. I will always make sure that they feel like a ger. And if they feel like a ger, you know that they'll never give up on trying to get out. How do we know we're always going to get out? Vihisha amda, because Rabbeinu Shem promised us they'll never be comfortable. Avraham Avinu was concerned if you throw them into Golas, you know, they get pretty comfortable. They build beautiful houses, they have good businesses, everything's gavaldic. Why should they ever want the Geula? Says Rabbeinu Shalom, I promise you, Viger Yiyez Arecha. Vihisha amda avisenu. They'll always be gerim, they'll always be wandering, they'll never be able to be in one place. For a certain amount of time, they'll never be fully accepted. Avraham Avinu understands, if they're never fully accepted, I know that they'll always realize that there's another place they have to go. There's another thing they're striving for, and that's the Geula. V'hisha amdal aviseinu v'lonu shalayecha b'vod aman alachanaseinu. V'hisha amdal, that we're always being persecuted. That's exactly what allows Klal Yisrael to continue. That's a major theme in the Haggadah. Says the Nitziv. After all, we continue to go and explain. The Yaakov Avinu goes to Ma'bikish, Lavan Harami, last place the Yaakov. We explained Tuesday night. We don't have time to go through it right now. That was why we're beginning with Lavan. Because Lavan had a different type of Golas. Lavan was trying to make a Golas where Yaakov felt comfortable. He wasn't trying to kill Yaakov. He wanted him to stay. The one thing Lavan wanted is their Yaakov Avinu to stay. Don't run away. And therefore, that was the most dangerous. Because if Yaakov wouldn't feel like a ger, if Yaakov's children would be raised in the house of the uncle, they don't feel like a ger, Yaakov understood the future of Klal Yisrael is hopeless. So Yaakov has to run away. So that's what the pasuk says. Beautiful, says in Nitziv. That what does it mean? Arami oyved avi vayerid mitzrayim. Lavan tried to kill us, and we went down Mitzrayim. What does one have to do with the other? We read this pasuk every right. Arami oyved avi is referring to Lavan harami vayerid Mitzrayim. So we went down to Mitzrayim. What does Arami oyved avi have to do with vayerid Mitzrayim? Says in Nitziv, Arami oyved avi, he tried to wipe us out, and we were this close. Why? because we were comfortable. From then on in, Baruch Hashem says, every Golus is going to be in a place where you're Ger Yezarochem. Vayirin Mitzrayimah, Vayogar, we became Gerim. Baruch Hashem says, the Golus has to be in a place where we're not comfortable. And Yaakov Avinu realized this because he remembers what happens when he was with Lavan, and therefore the Haggadah says, Vayogar Sham. What does Vayogar Sham mean? Milamech lo yara Yaakov Avinu l'shtakev Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu realized he was going into Golus, but he realized that Klal Yisrael can't be comfortable there, because if they're comfortable, they'll never get out. That's what happened with Lavan, and I was this close, I had to run away in the middle of the night. So I have to bring them to a place where they're not comfortable. Vayogar, Melamech Yaakov Avinu, he brought them there. Leilish Takei Hashem. They shouldn't be comfortable. They should feel like strangers. He brings down the cedars, the arazim, to remind them, we're coming out. There's going to be a Mishkan. Don't get too comfortable here. Don't think that this is your final destination. You're going to be leaving. That's the entire theme of the Haggadah, that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim as well. We're battling this as well. There are many members of Klal Yisrael, says the Nitziv, that had already fallen to this mindset. They already had become people who were rising in society, arose in society. They were living in some members of Klal Yisrael, says the Nitziv, had very good lives. They had good positions, and therefore they didn't want to leave. As we mentioned on Tuesday night as well, they simply weren't interested in leaving. That's where the Rishon, who died during the Choshech, Yimei Afela, Rashi tells us, the Rosh says as well, Lo Yehayirotzim, they didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave. Why? Because of this concern. They didn't feel like Gerim anymore. You don't feel like Gerim anymore. Rebbeinu Hashem says, they don't want to get out. That's when it's the beginning of the end. In fact, the Nitziv says, we always say, Beyod Chazoko Uvizroya Nituya. What does it mean, Beyod Chazoko Uvizroya Nituya? It says in Nitziv, unbelievable. It says in Nitziv, what's Beyod Chazoko Uvizroya Nituya? He quotes a medrash. The medrash says, "Mashal Adam she'oiches es hatzipur." You have a mashal of a person who's holding a bird. Biyado shimratza miyad hu chaynka. You try to get it away from me right away. What I'm going to do? I'm going to squash it so I can't try to pull it out right away. You'll kill it. I want the bird. The mashal Adam she'moitzi es ha'uber me'imo. And a person's trying to take a child during childbirth out of the mother's womb. Also, l'kachas goyim mikarev goy. What's the Medrash saying? Says in Itziv, there were two challenges the Rebbeinu Shalom had when he took the Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And therefore we say, Biyod Chazaka is referring to one challenge, Uvizraya Netuya is referring to the other challenge. What were the two challenges? Biyod Chazaka. We had Yod Chazaka Zu HaDever. What does it mean, Yod Chazaka Zu HaDever? We're about to say in the Haggadah. It's referring to the Dever that Klal Yisrael had, the Dever that the Mitzrim had. Why were you specifying Dever more than any other one of the, more than any one of them, of the Makkos, right? We know that we're going to get to the Haggadah, the God is going to say. Anihu v'loy acher biyod chazaka zu hadever. Biyod chazaka zu hadever? Why not zu hatzardeya? Zu hadam? Says the Nitziv, we're not referring to the dever that was inflicted upon Mitzrayim. We're referring to the dever that was inflicted upon Klal Yisrael. When? During the days of Choshech. When Klal Yisrael, those in Klal Yisrael, become part of Egyptian society, were dying. What did they die from? They died from Dever. And the hardest part of the Rebbeinu Shalom, what did he need a Yad Chazaka for? Some of the people didn't want to leave, and the Rebbeinu Shalom Ki'ilu had to cut off some limbs of Klal Yisrael, because otherwise he was going to lose the entire Klal Yisrael. That's Biyod Chazaka. You know the strength of the Rebbeinu Shalom? It wasn't hard for him to take it, us out. The strength was that in the process he had to cut off some limbs. Some precious neshamas. Yor chazaka zu hadever. That's what the Tziv says. Yor chazaka zu hadever. Kasher yivu lefenenu b'mkoyim. Shakavan amitis yiladever shayu b'Yisrael. Lechalos hakutzim b'Yisrael. Shayu meniyah v'sibul yitzias kol umma. Uvizrei netuah zu ha'etze keneged chash harishon. Shal yapar v'sarab b'etze lechalos yisrael p'pamachat. There were two concerns. The Rebbeinu Shalom comes to get Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. There are two problems. If Paro realizes I'm trying to get them out of Mitzrayim, what's Paro going to do? He'll squash the bird. He'll kill them all. He realizes the Rebbeinu Shem's coming, so he'll kill them all. So Rebbeinu Shem had to do it in a way that Klal Yisrael, that the Paro didn't think it was going to happen. Slowly, 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 the Paro becomes harder and harder. Otherwise, he would have just right away killed Klal Yisrael. That's Bezrei Netuya. It happens slowly, stage after stage, Makkah after Makkah after Makkah after Makkah, outstretched arm. So Rebbeinu Shem would have tried to take them out right away. Paro would just kill them all. That's Bezrei Netuya. B'yad Chazaka, Rebbeinu Shem realized, if I don't take the body out, if I don't cut off some limbs, the body's never going to get out. Imagine the strength it had to take. Rahman al-Islam, person's giving birth and can't get the baby out unless we amputate some limbs. Rahman al-Islam, the pain, that's Yad Chazak. That's what we say when Rabban Hashem trying to take Kal Yisrael out, he had to cut off some limbs of Kal Yisrael. And that was the Yad Chazak that we are referring to. But this is a major theme that the Netziv has going throughout, that the entire tension, the entire tension in Mitzrayim is the tension that we're experiencing Bizman Hazeh as well. And that is that while Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, their tendency was to become less and less and less Gerim. And the less and less and less Gerim you are, so the harder it is for the Rebbeinu Shalom to, there's no more desire for Geula. There's no more desire for Geula, so the whole game is over. The Rebbeinu Shalom promised us that there will always be members in Klal Yisrael that feel as if they're Gerim. And when it came to Mitzrayim, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael no longer felt they were Ger. But Rebbeinu Shem said, Ger yeh zaracha. There are going to be a small group of people that feel Gerim. They still dress differently. They still have different names. They still have a different language. They still feel like Gerim. And they're the ones that are going to be able to get out. A tremendous Musar Haskel for us, Bizman Hazeh. That's what the Meshech Chochma beautifully, beautifully says. The Meshech Chochma, such an important Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says, if you take a look, what are these three things? Shloishinu es l'shoinam, l'shinu es shemam, l'shinu es malbusham. He says they weren't keeping bris milah. Halalu ayvdei v'izara, halalu ayvdei v'izara. A person says, you know, I'll name my kid Chaim Yankel, but at the end of the day, right, I'm going to send him to public school. Shkayach, he's not going to keep any mitzvahs, but his name's Chaim Yankel. Oh, who cares? So we're celebrating the fact that l'shinu es shemam, l'shinu es malbusham, what's going on over here? But at the end of the day, they were oivdei avodazara, halalu oivdei avodazara, halalu oivdei avodazara. They were made for bris. They weren't keeping the mitzvahs, the basic mitzvahs. They had nothing. Their Rebbeinu Shem says, I want to be paid to them. I can't. They have nothing to be paid to. They have no mitzvahs, says the Meshech Chochma. You see that in times of Golos, there are things more important than mitzvahs. More important than mitzvahs is Geri Yezarach. That you feel like you're in a strange place. As long as you feel like you're a ger, you're going to want to get out. Dasan and Aviram got out. Sure, there are people that kept many more mitzvahs than Dasan and Aviram, but they didn't feel Geri Yezarach, therefore they didn't get out. Says the Meshech Chochma, unbelievable. That's why in Golos we're always focused on a culture. We're always focused on the Lishoina Malbushom and the Shemam because it's even more important that Kali Yisrael feels separate, feels distant. Ger Yezaracha. Because we know, Vihisha Amdel Avosein. The only thing that allows Kali Yisrael to continue is the fact that we feed Ger Yezaracha. So we slip up on mitzvahs, not good. But Rebbeinu Shem says, you'll get out. If we don't feel Ger Yezaracha, Rebbeinu Shem says, what else is there? And this is a major theme that we have to try to impart upon to the next generation. We have to try to impart upon Leil HaSeder that the reason we got out is because we felt Geri Yezarecha. And there's something, an intangible, which can't be written in Shulchan Aruch, can't be put down onto paper. But there's something called a Jewish culture, a Mesorah. And that's very much of what we're trying to pass down on Leil HaSeder, the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. And that Mesorah very often is the backbone of what we're speaking about now, of that culture. It's the Lashonim, the Malbushim, the Shmam. Right? You can't tell me, is there any halacha in Shulchan Aruch not to name, not to use secular things, not to live? Right? It's part of our culture. It's part of our Mesorah. That's what we have to focus on in the time of Golos. We have to feel like Geri Yezarecha. Rav Druk writes, unbelievably, he says, why do we wear a kittel, Leil HaSeder. So we know the different reasons because of Malachim, because of B'nai Melachim, like kings, are able to remember Yom HaMisa because of Beis HaMikdash. Says Rajab, why are you remembering Yom HaMisa? Why am I wearing a kittel? He says, when a person knows he's about to die, what does he do? He writes a will so that his kids know exactly what to do. There's something called a spiritual will as well. You're going to be passing on your Messiah, perhaps more important definitely more important than the physical will is the spiritual will. And Leila Seder is when a person thinks about their spiritual will, what they're passing on to their children, to their grandchildren, to their great-grandchildren. And that we need you to be thinking about that. So Chazal say, put on a kittah. Remember Yom HaMisa. You want your grandkids to remember you in a certain way. They want them to think about what's important to what was important to Zaydi. You're deciding that right now. Don't forget about the mystery of Kal Yisrael, because these things could only be passed down. Ish mi pi ish. They can't be written down. Shalishinu es mabushim, leshinu es shemam, leshinu es lishayna. Hour is late. Let's just say two more. Anyone can leave whenever they want. I'm not looking up, I'm looking down. You walk out, I understand, 100%. Just a few more haras, we can't. I heard a beautiful vart, Erev Shabbos, a Rav in Passaic. I was speaking to him on the phone, Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman. He told me a beautiful vart from Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger says, we know we came down to Mitzrayim, Onus al pi adibur. What does it mean, Onus al pi adibur? Onus al pi adibur, we normally mean, Rabbanu Shlomo, Bris Bein Abisarim said that we're going to go down. Onus al pi adibur. He says, you know what Onus al pi adibur means? Shlomo Kluger. Onus al pi adibur means, you're forced down to Mitzrayim because of dibur. What dibur? There is a Sarah Imenu that didn't speak nicely to Hagar. Where was Hagar from? What's the one thing we know about Hagar on the pages of Chumash? She was from Mitzrayim. At that point, Sarah caused pain to Hagar. Onus, the Bernisham said, you know where you're going to go into Golos? You're going to go into Golos because of in Mitzrayim. Because what Sarah did to Hagar was not nice. Onus, I'll pee a deeper because of that deeper. Shows you how sensitive we have to be. A beautiful idea of Shlomo Kluger. Skip the Tzachadash V'achav for now. Of course, we have to mention the Malbim every year. The Malbim, very important Malbim when it comes to Dayenu. The questions are so many by Dayenu. So I'm sure your children and grandchildren will come back and they'll ask all you all the questions. Really, it would have been enough. Really, it would have been enough. Right? Sounds half of them sound like it's just only half the package. Right? At a certain point, Kal Yisrael themselves said, I would have preferred to be back in Mitzrayim. So at the end of the day, it was enough. But what do you mean it would have been enough? Malbim says we don't understand what's going on with Dayenu. What does it mean? Kama malos yesh l'malkum, right? We say when it comes to Dayenu. Kama malos toivis. What's kama malos toivis? What does that mean? Kama malos toivis. You know, we say every week, I would say in Nishmas, that there's a concept of le'alei u'lishabeach. A certain type of praising the Rabbanu Shem is referred to as le'alei. It's a certain type of praise. That's what David HaMelech is taking advantage of when he says Shir HaMa'alos. Shir HaMa'alos is a certain unique type of praise of the Rabbanu Shem. There's le'shabeach, le'fe'er, le'remeim. There's also le'alei. What we are saying, says the Malbim, is Dayenu, not that it would have been enough. We needed to get to Eretz Yisrael. That was the goal. But it would have been enough to write a mala, le'alei. We could have written an entire Shir HaMalos just on Ilu Haitzionu Mitzrayim V'lo Yosef Bohem Shvat. And in fact, we know that there's 15 Shir HaMalos, David Melch writes, and there are 15 Dayenus. That's what we're saying in Dayenu. We're not saying that would have been enough. Rabbanu Shem could have stopped there. We're saying the amount that we are chayiv to praise the Rabbanu Shem. We could have written a Shir HaMalos on every single detail of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And of course, we end Magid with a very important bracha. Because of course, we know that Chazal always captured the essence of the mitzvah in the bracha. And here, it is very enlightening. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher ga'alanu v'gol es aviseinu mimitzrayim v'giyonu ha'layla ze lecho b'matzo u'morer. That's where the bracha should end. Lecho b'matzo u'morer. Baruch Hashem brought us back here. Lecho b'matzo u'morer. But we continue. Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'lokei aviseinu yagiyenu l'moyadim v'rogam acher ma'bom l'kraseinu l'shalom smeichim b'vinyan yirecho v'sasim b'avayt. What's going on over here? Right, we almost every mitzvah we end off, right? After Yom Kippur, right? Shana Abav Yerushalayim. So say the Shana Abav Yerushalayim, we'll get to it. In the bracha itself, Kein Hashem Elokeinu, what does Leil Seder have to do with us? Geula Asida. You see from the brachas that Chazal say the two are inextricably linked. You can't separate the two. The entire focus of Leil HaSeder is to understand what will ultimately bring the Geula La'asid. What's going to help us bring the Geula? Leil HaSeder is not about now alone. Leil HaSeder is about appreciating how the Geula is going to take place and reinforcing our belief in the Geula. The Smak says, how do we know there's a chiyuv for Tzipiyah Yeshua? It's one of the questions they're going to ask you after you die. Tzipiyah Yeshua. Where does it say in the Torah have to be Mitzapel Yeshua? It says, Smak, you know where? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Shetzei Sichel Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Bereshit took us out of Mitzrayim. Leil HaSeder is not just about the past. Leil HaSeder is about reigniting within us a passion for Geula. And the bracha is, we say in the bracha, the entire point of what we did tonight is so that we understand that there's going to be a geula. It's going to happen again, and we're getting ready for it. We're preparing ourselves for it. With that means that lo yeh ger yeh bezaracha, we have to live our lives of ger yeh zaracha, so be it. We have to reinforce within our families, within our own lives, ger yeh zaracha. It's an experience that's teaching us for the future as well. And that we capture in this bracha. I mentioned the other night, beautiful Sfasemes. Sfasemes says, why are we focusing so much on Yetzias Mitzrayim? We have a whole night dedicated to it. We have Dalit Kaisa is connected, Dalit Lashonis HaGeula. Says, because that night, we realized that we had missed the boat. There were Lashonis of Geula throughout Mitzrayim, throughout Shibud Mitzrayim, as this story was developing, that we refused to hear. Right? The Lashon HaChazal is not Lashonis HaGeula. The Lashon HaChazal is Dalit Geula Yisayu B'Mitzrayim. And each Kais is commemorating one of the Geulas. But we didn't realize that there was a Geula then. There were four Gezeras and there were four Geulas while we were in Mitzrayim. But we didn't appreciate them until we got out. There were Dalit Geulas while we were in Mitzrayim. And therefore, it says the Sfasemes to be Misakeh. The fact that we were deaf to those Lashonis of Geulas while we were in Mitzrayim, we didn't hear them because we were so preoccupied with the labor. So now we're being misaken. And now we're singing as if we were then hearing the Geula, we're going to take a kais. We have to appreciate, says the Sfasemes, that during Golas, the Geula could be creeping up. There could be Lashonis of Geula. You have to make sure you hear them. It's one of the lessons of Leil HaSeder. Those Geulas, those Dalit Lashonis of Geulas didn't happen overnight. It wasn't overnight we had Dalit Lashonis of Geula. Those Dalit Lashonis of Geula happened slowly. So three of them happened while we were in Shibud Mitzrayim. And we were expected to hear while we're in Shibud, oh, the Geula is coming. That's something that we have to focus on, Leil HaSeder, that we too, while we're living in Golas, have to hear Lashonis of Geula, as Rebbeinu Shem sends up to us. And we have to celebrate them as well. One last idea, we'll say in Char Gadya, we know that Char Gadya, seems like a strange song to us. So what's going on with Char Gadya? So the Vilna Gaon explains, the Shlah tells us, what happened Leil HaSeder? What happened was, what major event took place Leil HaSeder? That's when Yaakov Avinu went into Yitzchak and got the brachos. That was Leil HaSeder. Chazal say one of the gidim that he gave him was a Karban Pesach. And one of the gidim was a Karban Chagiga, Char Gadya, the Zavin Abba, right? Yaakov Avinu, everything we're celebrating now. I have my whole mishpacha here. I'm celebrating Klal Yisrael's history. It all went back to one night where Yaakov Avinu was able to get the brachas. That one little goat of Yaakov Avinu was able to get the brachas. It says, it's worthwhile taking a look at the Vilna Gaon. It goes through every stage of Char Gadya, showing how each stage is expressing a different kufa in Klal Yisrael's history, and it all began from Char Gadya. But I saw one beautiful remez which we'll end with today, and that is Char Gadya. What does it mean that everything we're celebrating tonight, everything we're celebrating tonight, is because of that one goat that Yaakov Avinu got all the brachas? It's a little bit deeper, because Esav came right after Yaakov. Why couldn't Yitzchak give Esav a bracha? Because Yaakov Avinu realized, tonight's Leil HaSeder. If I feed my father Yitzchak the Afikoimin, he's not going to be able to eat anything anymore. He's not going to be able to eat anymore. So what did Yaakov do? He gave him a Karba Chagiga, he gave him Karba Pesach, and he gave him the Afikoimin. Comes Esav in, he's ready to receive his bracha. He says, Tati, you told me that I would get the bracha. You told me I would get the bracha. He says, it's Leila Seder. I can't eat anymore. I already ate the afikoyim. I thought that was the Leila Seder. I thought that was the Korban Pesach. I already ate it. So what does the Pasuk say? Vayomer bo chicha b'mirmo. B'mirmo gematria afikoyim. B'mirmo, Yaakov Avinu says, Yitzchak tells Esav, b'mirmo, he came and he tricked you. Because of the afikoyim, I can't eat anymore. B'mirmo gematria afikoyim. And therefore, all comes back to Char Gadya, that night where Yaakov Avinu was able to steal Agada. Sorry, I went a little over, but Ezra Hashem, this will enhance your Siddur, and we'll have Chakosha B'Sameh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.